Yeah, I'm just gonna talk a really quick presentation about Everest. First, a few words about myself. My name is Kai. I have a background in computer science and robotics, and I've been working at Pionics on this Everest project since early 2021. So, what's Everest? It's a complete software stack for electric vehicle chargers, which is running on embedded Linux. It's released under the Apache 2.0 license. And the aim is to support many different hardware platforms, and you can also build your own. It comes with a lot of different modules already. So, board support drivers for AC chargers, for DC chargers. It's already prepared for, or comes with high-level communication support. So, we have Slack implemented, DeanSpec 7121, and ISO 15118-2 and -20. There's OCPP 201 and 1.6 support with drivers for power meters, for DC power supplies, and so on. The project is primarily written in C++ 17. There's also language support for JavaScript and Python, and relatively recently, we also introduced support for writing your own modules in Rust. This is a hopefully you can read the slide, but it doesn't really matter that much. Just going to talk about it a little bit, like the timeline, how this project came to be. So the first ideas on how to improve the EV charging ecosystem began in like the end of 2020. The company Pionics, which started this project, was then founded in early 2021. And about a year later, Everest was announced as the latest Linux Foundation Energy project, with the source code being published in January 2022. Then we had ChargeByte join the technical steering committee, and they also started integrating it into their charge controllers. In the beginning of 2023, we had different manufacturers of charging controllers and suppliers of chips and stuff like that launch several like dev kits that are Everest enabled. And in October, we held our first little conference with like 100 people. The aptly named Everest Summit. There's always a bit of a mountaineering pun going on with some of the names. Pretty much the same time, we had the U.S. Joint Office of Energy and Transportation, as well as charger manufacturer Qvelo, join our technical steering committee. And yeah, that leaves us pretty much here at Potsdam 2024, and lots of exciting things basically planned in 2024 as well. And yeah, this is a slide basically showing a lot of the like ecosystem around it already. Like, we have involvement from like academia, from like enthusiasts just wanting to work on this, but also like charging station manufacturers, component suppliers, and like standardization bodies as well. Yeah, then looking